Hey, so I'm getting on to answer a very specific question that someone asked me on email. They asked me if a blogger wrote to me saying that they had been advised by someone senior. They didn't specify whether the person who gave the advice was a blogger or not. And the advice was that the blogger should not be blogging about too many things, that they should blog only about one thing or one area or one genre. And this blogger wanted to know what I thought about that, what I thought about that advice. I blog about pretty much everything. The reason for that is that my blog was supposed to be an extension of my life. It was a documentation. I was taking photographs. I was traveling, meeting new people, trying out new clothes, eating at new places. So that's what I do. Now, I'm not saying that that is what the formula is or that is what you should be doing. The reason I did these things, again, I've said it again and again, that it wasn't because I was thinking of making money or doing this as a business. It was something that I did. It was a personal motivation. So if you are a blogger who's just starting out, I would think that to figure out, because it's going to take time for you to figure out what you enjoy the most. What part of blogging or what genre of blogging you enjoy doing the most? Because in the long run, if you're looking at this as something that you want to do for the rest of your life and you want to make money from it, I think it should be based on something that will get you out of bed daily. What gets you out of bed right now? Blog about that. I think that is the only long-term sustainable way of blogging. And down the line, if you feel that you found your niche and you want to blog only in that specific area, then you will have those opportunities of doing that. But I think you need to try different genres of blogging and blog about your life and see what part you enjoy the most. For example, just to give you a very weird, strange thing in my life is that I know nothing about fashion. A lot of people think that I'm a fashion blogger and they call me a fashion blogger. And you know, when PR agencies make lists, they say Naina is a fashion blogger. And I'm not. I'm a photographer. I'm a photo blogger. Now, I could take photos of fashion events. I could take photos of fashion wear. I could take photos of fashion designers, models. So I'm a photographer who photo blogs about pretty much everything. You find architecture, travel, food, alcohol, cigars, wine, clothes, shoes, even a new it's not new anymore, but a pee buddy. It was a device that women could use to stand and pee. What category is that? That's widely, if you look at it, it's lifestyle. So it really depends on what your motivations are. Do you see yourself waking up every morning excitedly and saying, "Oh, what am I going to blog about today?" Like, I am currently miserable with a cold. Yeah, can you hear the DDT machine outside? Dengue is really bad in India right now. My mother-in-law also got hospitalized because of that. She's fine now, thank God. What was I saying? See, this is why I think I should do a conversational thing on video, because there's no one to remind me what it was I was talking about. Okay, so forget what I was talking about. So I'm not, oh yeah, I just remembered. So I'm not well, okay? And I have a really miserable allergic reaction. I'm sniffling, I'm sneezing, my eyes are puffed up and itchy. But I woke up today morning and I was like, "Oh my God, I have to blog about that new fragrance that I got." So I actually set it up. My nose was all drippy. I had like tissue papers with me. But I set it up and I took photographs of the fragrance bottle, and I've scheduled the blog post for this new section that I'm starting called Fragrance of the Month. Now, I mean, I'm not a fragrance expert, but what was my experience with it? What did I like about it? So you're doing a documentation from your point of view. It's like telling a story or writing a book. A book is, you don't write a book and say that, oh, the book only has to be about fashion. There needs to be a common thread. And for my blog, I think the common thread is me and my photography. My images are the main attraction. So you need to figure out what is your blog's main attraction. There are so many bloggers who have written to me, and I have looked at their blogs, and the blogs have different content. They've got decent photographs, but they all look the same. There's the same WordPress theme someone's picked up and they put in photos. So the layout looks the same. Everyone's wearing those clothes and getting themselves photographed and putting that on the blog. I don't see any differentiators. So I think instead of worrying about whether it should be one subject or 10 subjects, I think what you should figure out, and it will take time, you're not going to be able to come up with it immediately. You need to figure out what gets you out of bed every day. Blog about that. And if what gets you out of bed every day is just the excitement of getting to photograph something, which is what I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to take pictures of this. And I've photographed glass bottles 50 times earlier, but I'm going to try something different this time. Then you use photos and you blog about anything. So that's what I think about the fact that I don't think it's dangerous. I mean, look at all the top bloggers, even if you look at them internationally, they all blog about all kinds of things. There are people who specialize only in certain things, and especially, when I look at tech bloggers, for example. Tech bloggers talk about tech. They talk about phones, they talk about maybe cameras, they talk about new laptops. So they're talking about devices and technology. But a lifestyle blogger, someone like me, I can talk about tech, I can talk about phones, I can talk about travel, I can talk about pollution, Peabody, fashion, makeup. Luxury brands, not so luxury brands. The idea is to, was originally always in my case, to document what I was doing and sharing what I was doing in life. And it takes time to figure out, like, even now I struggle. Like, there was a time in between about 6 7 months ago where I wasn't sure where my branding was going. And you will, even I was given the advice that, for example, you say that you're a luxury and lifestyle blogger and then you write about the Peabody device. And so what will luxury brands feel when they see their brand name along with this other brand which is not luxury at all? I mean, it could be argued that women peeing standing up so that they don't have to sit on dirty toilets in public loos is a luxury, but you know what I mean. But the point is that the goal, so I wasn't doing those kind of stories in the middle for a while. But it's hard to distinguish between, if, because for me, the blog is not just business. Not everything you see on my blog is paid or branded. Even if you're not a blogger working with brands, you interact with brands all the time. They're part of your life. So that's the common thread there, that it's a documentation of your life and you are interacting with brands and that's what you blog about. So I don't think you need to specifically stick to one area unless you already are an expert. Like if you've studied fashion and if you've written about fashion and you've worked in fashion and then you decide, okay, I want to start a blog. What should I start the blog and what should it be about? Then maybe your fashion would be a good starting point, and then you can narrow it down and put in a few stories here and there. You travel and you see some fashion. So you can do that. But someone like me, my expertise is photography. So my goal, regardless of what subject I'm blogging about, is to make amazing photographs. So that's another way you can do it. So I don't think you should restrict yourself, especially when you're starting out. I think it's important for you to do a lot of trial and error and risk and see what gets you excited. And what gets you excited is what will carry you in the long run. And you won't get bored, you won't get irritated, you won't look at it as a job. Because that's not fun anymore. And isn't the idea of life to have fun? At least my idea is that, which is why I'm so miserable with the allergies right now. Okay, I hope that answers your question. Bye. Thanks for watching.